I wish this Rockets thing would have happened last week so we could have just completely not mentioned them at all.
Yeah. We could have embargoed them on our show.
Yeah. Shall we stand with the Chinese government?
That's right. I, for one, welcome our new Chinese overlords.
Yeah, so just prepare to...
It'll be great.
It'll be perfect. Yeah, so just prepare
to... Y'all motherfuckers don't watch us play throughout the year, to tell you the truth. I'm gonna be real with you, and I don't care if I get fined.
That train is off the track.
I feel like you can't just like jump through Neptune and be okay.
Just prepare to.
What the show needs is more dogs and bears and chickens and stuff.
Yeah, so just prepare to be a watch and unbeatable goodness.
Welcome, Pacers fans. You are listening to the Undebeatables, your semi-weekly Pacers podcast. This is episode 402, coming from Indianapolis, Indiana. I'm your host, Joey Gafrida, the man behind the dials and season ticket holder. This show, we just got one thing. We're doing our annual Eastern Conference preview. Joining me this week are all three of our analysts, coast to coast, like buttered toast. First, from the nation's capital, Washington, D.C., it's the doctor, Jason Triplett.
What is up, Pacers fans? What is up, Undebeatables? Good to be back with you in this short week. I guess we saw each other recently. Quick shout out to Willis and Kathy, who moved into their new place over in Capitol Hill and hosted a crab fest today. So we boiled some crabs and then smashed them open and dumped some Old Bay on them and ate them. It was great.
What is Old Bay? I'm not into the crab scene.
Old Bay is like a seasoning, basically.
It's like a mixture?
Yeah.
Okay.
Is that I think it's a Baltimore thing, isn't it?
Yeah, yeah. I think it's, yeah, it's a Chesapeake Bay, Maryland. Yeah. It's a Merlin thing.
Merlin. Universal kind of rub stuff.
Yep. That's right. Okay. That's right.
Not
I think,
related to Old Spice,
if I,
right?
If I knew what was in it and told you, I would have to kill you. So, yeah.
If you knew what was in it, you'd already be dead.
Yeah, exactly. Right.
Apparently we have some in the house. Catherine just brought it in here to show me what it is.
Yeah.
You know, I couldn't see it because it was right in front of me. So
yeah, that's...
Use that in all of your salads, do you?
Maybe. Maybe the one she makes. I don't know. All right.
Some weird Maryland Chinese fusion going on.
Yeah, yeah. From Indianapolis, Indiana, he's our in-house bartender, mixing up the drinks and the crappy jingles. John Colton.
What is up, Pacer Nation? I don't know what day of the week this is going to come out, but you're thirsty, so drink up.
Cheers.
Cheers.
And from Boise, Idaho, out west, he's our enforcer, John Harper.
What's going on, fellas? I did want to mention briefly, RIP Houston Rockets, former NBA team. Been kicked out of the league thanks to Daryl Morey. Just go ahead and Google that one. I also have, since we didn't do it last week, I do have the results from last year's predictions, if you guys
Ooh,
are interested.
Yeah.
So we had an unusually high number of people who went with the Vegas line. So the over-unders were a little bit shaky. I think there were three different teams, Toronto, Minnesota, and Phoenix, where one of us picked the Vegas line. I went ahead and counted that with the consensus. In the East, on our consensus picks, we did not so good. We went 1-4-1. In that one scenario, that team hit the Vegas number exactly, so we'll just call that a tie. Did much better in the West, actually. We went 4-0 on our consensus picks there.
Nice.
Two of those were instances where someone had picked the Vegas line, but that ekes us out at 5-4-1, a winning right. record on our over unders. So yes. Technically, you would have made money if
you sending you home with money, people. You're welcome.
Exactly. Amongst the analysts, very close out east, Joey, 6 points. Mm. 2 points, including, I feel like I should give him extra points for this, but nailed Indiana at 48 total wins.
Yeah, you should get extra points for that.
Yeah.
Things got bad out west for most of us, but not Jonathan Scott Colson.
Ooh.
Nailed Houston, nailed Minnie, and nailed San Antonio.
Wow.
It's a total of 9 points out west.
Wow.
And that's enough for the win. The rest of us were all separated by a point. Congratulations, Mr. Colson.
Woohoo!
Well done.
Should I move out west and just gamble on basketball teams?
You can do that from here, though.
Oh, okay. All right. But just on the west, though.
Yeah. For sure.
Well, and it sounds like as a podcast, we're also better at betting on the West as well. So,
yeah,
maybe don't pay as much attention to this pod as you pay attention to last pod.
Oh yeah, this is going to be a bad one.
Yeah, yeah, you should probably not trust.
But I feel like 2 years ago we nailed the East and missed the West. Yes. So maybe like now we're back on. We've got the West or the East, and we'll whiff on the West.
Now we have it all.
Now we've got. We're going to bring it all together.
We're like Monte Ellis.
of yesteryear,
because we have it all.
Yeah,
I feel like I just have to knock on wood when that happens.
I think he's you know what, he's still on our payroll, so
yes, he is.
Yep. That's good for you know, if you want to model yourself up to somebody.
Yeah. I mean, not our.
I would love to get
sure. Oh wait, no, I thought we were paying him too as a podcast.
Were we?
Yeah, he's
used a stretch provision on him.
Yeah,
we paid him to stay away.
Yeah, we did.
So you are not allowed to enter our homes.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Yeah. Monte, if you're listening, you're welcome on the podcast anytime.
That's true.
We just don't pay you anymore.
Yeah. But you do owe us money, apparently. Colson's been sending you our money for 2 years now. We don't know why.
I'm going to model after like staying home and getting paid. I want to model myself after Monte.
Yeah. If I was a model, I could pull that off, but I am not.
Mm. You look great, buddy.
I want to give a quick shout out to my friends Vincent D. Got married over the weekend up at Connor Prairie. It was a beautiful wedding, beautiful ceremony, wonderful people, and just a fantastic evening. And glad they get their start their new life together. But yeah, they
shout out.
They also rented the hot air balloon at Connor Prairie, so we. I got to go up in that.
Was it just you and the couple?
No. It was. they went on the first.
Like, session, fed them chocolates.
Very awkward experience.
You know, it started awkward and then
it kind of turned out okay.
Yeah.
Joey's like, "Am I in the Mile High Club?"
We went 115 meters in the air. So I'm in the 115 meter club.
What is that? Quarter mile, something like that.
About there, yeah. So
no, not even.
Yeah. Oh yeah, you're right.
It's less like the 400 foot club.
Yeah,
something like that. Yeah, buddy.
15th.
All right. Before we get into our show, I just want to remind you can support us anytime you shop at Amazon. If you just click the link in the show notes or go to theunbeatables.com/Amazon, do some shopping. It kicks a small percentage back to us and helps support what we do. Jason, you are the man of the hour for running the Eastern Conference discussion.
Or the way we do it, the man of the next 2 hours.
That's right. Yep. Buckle in, as you guys learned from the previous episode. This is going to take a while. Just like last week, we went through and did it alphabetically by franchise leading scorer. This week, we're going to do the same for the Eastern Conference. Weirdly, the way this worked out, we're going to do some heavy hitters up front, and then it trails off towards the end. So if you want to leave at some point, we don't blame you. But this is how the cookie crumbles. So Okay, first up, this team, franchise leading scorer, also the NBA's all-time leading scorer, Kareem Abdul-Jabbar, a.k.a. Lou Alcindor, I think he started with this franchise as. The Milwaukee Bucks. Joey.
Yeah, the Bucks were fantastic last season. And they should be great again this year. They lost Malcolm Brogdon to the Pacers.
Their rival.
Yeah, they may not know this, but they're our rival. he was a key contributor to them, and he's with the Pacers now. They did pick up Kyle Korver, Wes Matthews, former Pacer, and Dragan Bender, and re-signed George Hill. And, of course, they still have Giannis Antetokounmpo, Chris Middleton, Coach Bud, and they picked up another. This is probably they're probably unrelated, but Thanasis Antetokounmpo.
Just a coincidence.
Yeah, total probably.
Yeah. That's like Smith in Greek.
Yeah. Exactly, yeah. So, yeah, they should. I mean, I think these are, you know, I think overall their team's probably a little bit better with the, you know, Brogdon was a loss, but, you know, keeping what they had and adding, you know, Kyle Korver, we know what this guy is. Wes Matthews, we've seen him play a lot. And Dragan Bender is going to be a contributor. So, we got the Bucks at 58 wins, number one in the NBA.
58?
Yeah, I mean, like I said.
That's a lot of wins.
That is a lot of wins, Vegas.
Yeah, they were really good. The East is probably... Not better than it was.
Yeah,
that's right. I think they got better.
It's probably the same.
the East is atrocious, as we'll find out throughout this. I disagree that they got better. I think the loss of Brogdon is huge. However, this team revolves around Giannis and what that guy can do, and he is still getting better every year. So by that metric, I think, yeah, you may be right that they got better. The ability to re-sign Lopez and keep Middleton around. They still have Eric Bledsoe to run the point. And Wes Matthews, as we saw last year as Pacer fans, is more than serviceable as a two-guard, right? I think the Bucks are the best team in the Eastern Conference. I don't know how great they're going to be in I think the loss of Brogdon is really going to hit them when the playoffs come around. But I think they're going to dominate in the regular season. I have them at 62 wins.
62 wins?
I have them as the best team in the league, yeah.
Oh, my.
Harper, what do you got?
I mean, I think that makes perfect sense. Just to nitpick with this team a little bit, because there's not much left for the team that won 60 last year, right? You can worry a little bit about their point guard spot. But more than anything for me, even though Giannis is just awesome and getting better, it's really hard to win in this league night in and night out with one guy doing everything, right? And now there's more film of teams being successful against them. Mm-hmm. Obviously, you're not going to break out, you know, every crazy defensive scheme you have to stop this guy during the regular season. But I feel like it costs some wins. I feel like there are a couple top-flight teams in the East that also have growth this season. I've got them at 57.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Coleman, what do you think?
I'm right there with you, Harper. I got them at 56.
Okay. Are they, for each of you guys, they're your number one team in the East?
They're my number two.
Number two? Ooh,
I have intriguing. Them tied.
Some intrigue.
Yeah. Have them tease tied. That. Tease that. All right, next up, this team, franchise, leading scorer is DeMar DeRozan.
The Toronto Raptors.
Spurs.
San Antonio, Raptors. Yeah, San Antonio.
The defending champion, Toronto Raptors, lest we forget. It's still weird to think that. But,
Canada's got right. a ring.
They are that. Harper, what can we expect from the boys north of the border?
Well, they lost the best player in the world as of last season in Kawhi Leonard. But they've got a lot of good players on this team. Norm Powell, Patrick McCaw, Kyle Lowry, Van Vliet, Siakam, Gasol, and Ananobi still there. Offseason not super impressive, considering that they lost, you know, Kawhi Leonard, but they did pick up Stanley Johnson and campaign. Those things may be something useful for them. It's just tough to come off a season like that. This is a team that knew they were all in when they made that trade. I feel bad for them. They weren't able to retain Kawhi. And as much as I like this team, I feel like it's going to be kind of a tough road to hoe for them. I got them at 43.
Hmm. So you're saying like it's an emotional damage. They're just like, can't do it without. I don't want to go out and play basketball tonight sort of thing.
In order for them to win a championship, Siakam has to be the second best player in the league.
Okay.
Right?
Fair enough.
And he's very, very good, right? And I love his game, and he's getting better, but they're just not there yet. And, yeah, I believe that, you know, there's an emotional cost to that. And like I said, I think that the top flight teams in the East actually are looking real good.
Yeah, I think this could go one of two ways. It could go that way that they feel like they've they're still riding on the high of winning the championship. The other way it could go is that they, you know, take it personally and say, you know, this was not all just Kawhi. The rest of us are super good basketball players, and we want to prove it. Mm-hmm. And that motivates them throughout the season. The other thing, I think Nick Nurse is a really good coach. I think mm-hmm. that he showed some chops in that playoff run. You know, it wasn't just give the ball to Kawhi and get out of the way, although that was a lot of the strategy. But to keep that team focused
all of last
year. But
that strategy was excellent, by the way.
Yeah. Sometimes don't overthink it, right? Yeah. But to keep that team connected all year while Kawhi was on this, like, you know, clearly, you know, load management sort of system, and they were highly successful without Kawhi in the lineup, and managing, you know, a team with, you know, a guy that they're pretty sure is going to leave and lead them to a championship. Like, that's not an easy task, right? I think this team, obviously, there's going to be a huge drop off. I'm right there wins wise with you, Harper. I got them at 44. So, yeah, I think they're going to be good, but, you know,
yeah,
they will have their struggles. Colson, what do you think?
Well, I like these guys more than you do. I just think.
Oh, we know.
No, this team is full of professionals that have just won a championship. They know how to win. You know, Marc Gasol, Kyle Lowry, Siakam's going to be a year better. They've you know, I think they're going to go in and be professionals and win a lot of games. And I think they're going to be a trouble in the East for maybe teams that end up with a better record than them. But I think they can really give some teams trouble in the playoffs. I like them at 47 wins.
Okay.
I will say, just to have it on wax, like, part of the reason that I don't like this team so much is because injuries are a real thing for the guys that they're trotting out, and also just generally Kyle Lowry. That.
Mm. Yeah. Yep. And Gasol and Ibaka are all, you know, in the twilights of their career, I would argue, right?
So. There's going to be some load management issues. They've got some depth, but, you know, that affects you.
For sure. Joey, where does Vegas have these guys?
Vegas, we have them similar to you guys. It's 46 wins.
Oh, I split it.
Which I think
it's a soft
that
split.
Range is officially just pesky as a team.
Sure.
Late in the year.
Yeah.
But above 500. But yeah, I agree with all the things you guys said. They're but I do like the sort of you know, show the league, because it wasn't all Kawhi. You know, he certainly had a large part to play, but it wasn't all him.
Yeah, that's right.
Boy, he was a lot of it.
He was a lot of it, sure, but
they don't win a championship without, you know, all those guys contributing. You know, there was that crazy last second bounce against Philly in a game 7 and overtime, like. You know, if all those guys hadn't contributed, Kawhi didn't get to take that shot, right?
Well, and
it's a team game.
You guys all know, this team has been, over the last 5 years, has been very good to excellent.
Great culture.
Yep.
Great culture out there.
I mean, you could, you know, I don't know how many teams you could have just dropped Kawhi on and they would have won a title.
That's true.
I mean, it's not, certainly some, but like not, you know, it's not the majority of the league that would have been able to do this.
No, so I can't. That's where we're at. I secretly rooting against the Rings to not stay in Toronto. We got to bring it back to the lower 48.
All right, next up, this franchise, they're leading all-time scorer with 23,665 points.
Good Lord.
Patrick Chewing.
Pacers.
Also, right? They're also the leading rebounder. Yes, you nailed it. Indiana Pacers. Walt Frazier,
the leading Georgetown, assistant.
Right? Yep, exactly. The New York Knickerbockers were atrocious last year. They went 17-65 and did not do a ton of things in the offseason to sort of, I would argue, move the franchise in the right direction. Obviously, they had a high draft pick and spent that on RJ Barrett, who is a promising young guy, could turn himself into something. And then they spent the rest of their summer signing every power forward that was available.
Yep, because that's the new NBA.
Yeah, so Julius Randle, Bobby Portis, there's a Gibson in there.
Taj Gibson?
There's a Marcus Morris. yeah, who knows? Despite signing all of these big guys, they still have zero rim protection. None of those guys can defend the rim.
Yeah, isn't that great?
At any elite level. They also have nobody that can shoot three-pointers, so that's not how you play basketball in the NBA, right?
Kevin Knox, potentially.
Potentially.
I like Kevin Knox.
Dennis Smith.
Yeah, so if you're a Knicks fan, you are buying into Kevin Knox and RJ Barrett, right? And hoping that RJ Barrett is a breakout star. If not, this team is going to be pretty hard to watch. Kevin Knox, you know, hopefully second year in the league now will make a leap as well. They also grabbed Elfrid Payton to help run the point with Dennis Smith Jr., I guess. so that's so they got that going on.
Cole's like a resident Orlando fan. If he doesn't like Elfrid Payton, that's not a good sign.
Yeah. I have the Knickerbockers at 19 wins this season. So a little bit of an uptick from last year. That's how high I am on them. Colson, what do you think?
I really like Fizdale as their coach. I feel really bad for him because I'm afraid that this much losing is going to, like, maybe not have people look at him right away for another job because he's going to lose a lot this season.
But you hope the ownership and the GMs out there look and say, look, like, you coach for the Knicks. I get that. Like, strike that from just don't even put it,
take
like,
that off the
don't
resume.
Even put it on your resume.
Yeah.
Every owner out there believes they're better than Dolan. So,
man, this was a terrible offseason for them. I don't think they have enough. Like they're not even tanking right. Like it's just awful. And I have them at 18 wins.
Excellent. Harper, what do you think?
So I had them on 19. Then I had them on 18. I guess I will say, look, Fizdale's main job is to try and produce like some culture here. I do believe the guy is capable of some magic in that respect, but
he's got like six power forwards and like two rookie guards. That's what he's got.
He's going to run like a four forward lineup. It's like not a three guard lineup. It's a four forward lineup. It's, I don't know. It's just bizarre what's happening. I don't want to box Jason in here. And I'm definitely not going any lower than 18. I'll just take I'll just split the difference here and take like a 24.
Oh, 24. Split the difference with who? Vegas?
Yeah.
Sounds like it.
Yeah.
No.
Joey, what's the number? What's the Vegas number?
Vegas has got them at 27.5, which you know in reality is that's bad news. You know what it is. It's the big
But just take your money.
You know what this means.
And double it. Just go to Vegas right now and double your money.
I think we shouldn't be giving recommendations.
This is ridiculous. There's no way they win 27 games. Or 28.
Bad.
No. This is my lock.
Here's the
locking it in.
Here's the thing.
Maybe Porzingis will come back.
Here's the thing. Teams go out. They go on their road trip in New York, and then they go out and have a great time. They stay up too late. They have too much to drink.
Okay.
You know, and they still beat the shit out of the Knicks.
Anyway, at the end of the day, I believe I predict there will be Knicks fans wearing paper bags over their heads.
No.
They did it before.
Did they?
Yeah.
Oh. I thought that was just for the...
They'll do that and then some.
Oh, man.
All right, enough Knicks talks.
Boy, yes,
that's ridiculous. I'm so excited to make money.
It's 27.5. That's like a bad number, man.
That's a bad number, but there's just no way they get to it. There's just no way.
Well, if there's one thing we've learned on this show, big market teams always get like a +5 on the betting line.
Yep. And you can definitely chalk up that... Now, for all of this shit that Colson has done, the Pacers will definitely drop their first game
against
the Knicks.
Two games.
100% chance. Yeah. Thanks for that, Colson.
Okay. Next up, the leading scorer for this franchise with 21,586 points for a single franchise, Hal Greer. This is probably a name you guys have heard of.
Yeah, for sure.
Who did he play for?
Leading
rebounder, Dolph Schayes.
Philadelphia?
Philadelphia. Well done, gentlemen.
Nice.
All right.
Well done. Leading is this guy, Maurice Cheeks.
Mo Cheeks.
Colson, tell us about the Sixers.
Philly. Just a crazy bounce away from going to the Eastern Conference Finals. I think they were disappointed in the outcome of that season. I think they really thought they had a chance to go to the finals. And so they shook some things up. They lost J.J. Redick. They traded Jimmy Butler in a 17-team trade where every piece on the board moved
around.
It was
actually a 29-team trade.
every
team in the league.
Everybody but the Knicks benefited.
Yeah. Right. No, the Knicks got another power forward. Don't worry. Yep.
But that's how Josh Richardson from the Miami Heat ended up there. He's now on Philly. They re-signed Tobias Harris to a near max. They also signed Al Horford from Boston in the offseason, and former Pacer Kyle O'Quinn. So they had a really strong offseason. Predictions here, pretty straightforward because they have a bunch of just strong names. Ben Simmons is their starting point, Josh Richardson at 2, Tobias Harris at 3, Al Horford at 4, and Joel Embiid at 5. This has to be in the conversation as the best starting five in the league. And I think it translates to wins. I have them as the best team in the East with 57 wins.
57 was my number as well, and I have written down maybe the best starting five talent-wise in the league. So we're clearly thinking alike here. I don't love their bench. I think that they lost a lot of depth this offseason. Obviously, the biggest name, the Pacers stole T.J. McConnell, so that's going to hurt them big time.
For sure.
Butler's gone. Redick's gone.
They gave up Markelle Fultz midseason.
The other question I always have...
They gave up on Markelle Fultz.
Okay, yes, they did, for sure.
The other question always surrounding the Sixers, I think, fairly so, is how many games is Joel Embiid going to play? Mm-hmm. And, you know, it's nice to have the insurance policy of Horford, but he's definitely no Embiid. So I'm going to knock them down a little bit. I'm going to go down to 56 games there. I still think they're going to be super duper good. Harper, what do you think?
Harper's angry.
He's a bad number.
Oh, okay.
So is that your number?
Oh, God, no.
I boxed myself in, I'm guessing, is what happened.
You definitely did.
Okay, that's fair.
You standing by it?
Yeah.
Very good. 57, my number as well.
Amazing.
Joel Embiid swears he's playing 82 this year. And if nothing else, I mean, look, there's a lot of stuff that guys don't have control over, but it's clear that he wants to play 82 games. Al Horford is a great pickup. Stepping away from the too much money thing. Just a great pickup for this team because of his leadership, his versatility, and what he can bring to these other guys.
For sure.
I had them tied with Milwaukee for the best in the East. But there's no there's no question that this is the best team in the league right now in terms of talent under 24. There's a good argument to be made, I think, that they're top three in terms of NBA history, in terms of talent under 24. These guys are real good. I'll take 58.
All right.
58.
Joey, where's Vegas?
Vegas has got him at 55 this season.
That makes sense. All right, we got our first consensus over here, I think.
So they won 51 games last year.
Yep.
Without Al Horford. But with Jimmy Butler, and if we've learned anything from Minnesota, that's worth negative 10 wins.
That's a good point. Anything in particular you're excited about, Joey, with the Sixers?
Yeah, I think the Al Horford thing is huge. I think he's going to fill sort of the role, maybe kind of like that Redick and Butler had, sort of like as a veteran leader. I think he, as a player, is just more. He always seems like sort of rational. Like Jimmy Butler is very abrasive, and Horford never struck me that way. And I think that might be what this team needs. I know some of the younger guys, Embiid and whatnot, are kind of brash, and I think he's going to have some good advice to maybe.
Well, he's also an excellent defender, and they just they're so long now. I mean, Josh Richardson is a better defender than J.J. Redick. Like, they just have so much length at every position. I think they're going to be devastating defensively with that unit. This is a scary team. Last year I was not afraid of Philly. I talked crap about Philly all year. They're going to fall apart, all this stuff. They're not mentally tough. They're going to get injured. I'm all in on Philly this year.
I think Tobias Harris, I would love to see him make an All-Star game this year. I'd love Tobias Harris's game, and
if he does, they
radar all the time.
Yeah, if he does, they're going to hit that 58 number, and maybe then some. I think.
All right, so let's take the over.
All right, next up, franchise leading scorer John Havlicek.
He stole the ball.
Leading rebounder, Bill Russell.
For Boston.
Bob Cousy. Yeah, these names are just legendary. Joseph, tell us about Celtics.
We got some Boston Celtics to talk about here. We just mentioned Al Horford left. They replaced him with Enes Kanter, who's not quite as good. But he's a solid player.
He's big.
Is that big. Okay. He's a fantastic rebounder. And I don't think that's Al Horford's game.
Okay.
they lost Kyrie Irving, but they did.
That's in quotes.
That is in quotes on my notes here. They quote unquote lost him. but they did pick up Kemba Walker, who we do know who this guy is. I'm excited to see. I think it's going to be a more functional team here. Your core still Jason Tatum, Jaylen Brown, Gordon Hayward, Marcus Smart. These are all solid players. And I think, maybe getting Boston a little bit out of the spotlight might help them. And just having Kyrie gone and Horford to a certain extent too. But just I think that may be more Brad Stevens' scene where he's a little more comfortable. That being said, we've got him at 49.5. I've got him at third in the East.
Harper, what do you think about these guys?
I think losing Al Horford hurts. you know, bringing in Enes Kanter and, you know, that's the move that you had to make, not the ones you wanted to make. I know Colson loves Romeo Langford. That's
yeah, I do. That's true.
That's plus five for him.
They also lost Aaron Baines, right?
They lost Aaron Baines,
their backup center. Yeah. So like they're just they're just real thin up front.
Well,
they can always just go grab a power forward from their neighbor
from New York.
Well, Marcus Morris is over there now too, so they got their pick of. I think they lose some toughness on the front line, and I think that matters for this team. On paper, they're worse, but Brad Stevens' ability to develop the one to threes, and he's clearly better with guards than he is with big man. What he can get out of, you know, Jaylen Brown, Marcus Martin, Jason Tatum, not to mention Gordon Hayward and Kemba Walker. I mean, this team is going to put up points. They're going to do it. They're going to be fun as hell to watch. I'm going to root against them each and every night, even though they got Kemba on their team. But I got him at 52.
Mm-hmm.
And that feels low.
Colson, where do you got him?
Well, my number was 52. I really like this this addition of Kemba Walker. Like, we all love Kemba Walker. We've talked about him for many years on the pod. I think he makes a difference on this team. But I thought last year Brad Stevens struggled a little bit with managing all of the egos, and maybe that was all Kyrie Irving's fault, but like there also could be some infighting with Tatum and Brown and Hayward and who's getting the shots and all this stuff. So you know, I think that could sort of bleed over. I think Kemba papers over some of it, but I agree with Harper that losing the toughness up front matters. I'm gonna drop him down to 51.
I just thought of something.
What's that?
Kemba's going to be close to MIT now, and they're going to be able to do wonders on his robot body.
Yeah. I mean, when he's not there, they can just, like, you know, rent out the supercomputing.
Just do it like, it's like the cloud. Right. Just pay for what you use.
Exactly. It would be great.
That's right. Well, boys, my number was also 52.
Oh, my gosh. This is the most consensus we've ever had.
That's right. Yeah, I agree. I mean, I think they're thin up front. My question for these guys, you know, Harper, you talked about Tobias Harris potentially being an all-star. And my question about Boston is Gordon Hayward returning to all-star form this year? You know, last year, it basically took him all season to get in shape and get confidence back on that ankle and playing well. And I think in the playoffs, he started to get a rhythm. And I think that will carry through quite a bit. They're going to play up-tempo, I think. They're going to shoot a ton of threes. They're going to, like you said, put up a ton of points. Their chemistry is no doubt going to be better. The only time they're going to struggle is when they play teams like the Sixers and the Pacers and the Bucks, teams that have size
and
that they just
super length,
cannot
right?
that
take away the
defend,
passing lines,
deal with. That's right. So I was at 52. I'm going to go above that. Man, should I give Harper breathing room? I don't know. What did you do for me earlier?
No, you know I don't deserve it.
I'll go 53 then. And then, yeah, we'll see what we do from there. But that's another consensus over, it looks like, for us.
I would just like to say, Simi Ojulewe.
That's right. Simi Ojulewe. Yeah.
I just want to say it. That's just
No, it's a fun name. The one thing that I was listening to the Zach Lowe podcast a while ago or something, and he and Kevin Arnovitz were talking about their most confusing teams, and Boston was one of their most confusing teams. And the reason was that Walker comes from a system where he ran a ton of pick and roll and is very successful in the pick and roll, and that's not a thing that Brad Stevens typically features. So, and that I think was a little bit of the antagonism with the Kyrie Irving situation last year as well. So I wonder how that plays into things. So we'll have to keep an eye on that, I think. Yeah. I have a feeling that Walker will respond better to any feedback he might get than Kyrie Irving.
Yeah, that is not controversial.
All right. Next up, leading scorer of this franchise, Hall of Famer, Elvin Hayes.
Jason knows.
I know, because I'm looking at it. The Washington. Not almost bullets. Yeah. Fun fact, John Wall is their leading assister all the time.
Wow.
Already. Yep.
That must make him a really good basketball player today.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, when he can walk. Yeah.
Oh, right.
There's decent. Yeah. Let's see. Okay. So
he can still pass from a chair. That's what I'm saying.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I drew the short straw and got the Wizards. tumultuous offseason. Well, kind of for the Wizards. They ship out Trevor Ariza. They send Dwight Howard packing. Jabari Parker's gone. Thomas Satoransky's gone. They signed Isaiah Thomas for some reason, and they signed Ish Smith, and then they drafted some rookies. So their starting lineup, or their crunch time five, is Ish Smith, Bradley Beal, Troy Brown.
He's a football player.
Exactly. The guy that they got from San Antonio, Bertans, and Thomas Bryant, who's actually a very active, good rim runner, decent shot blocker, big guy.
Why are you hating on Jan?
What? On Jan's Bertans?
No, Jan Mahinmi.
Oh, Jan Mahinmi. Oh, yeah, no, he didn't even make my list of players that were important here.
fair point.
They got
he looks great though.
CJ Miles though, former Pacer, might make some threes for them. My notes here are poor Bradley Beal, poor Bradley Beal. He's so good, and we'll have zero support around him this year.
Yeah. What's Wall's ETA?
Optimistic February.
Okay.
That'd be a year removed from the so optimistically he could play basketball then. I mean, real talk, it's John Wall, so 14 months and he won't be in playing shape.
That's right. And I think that they should not let him play this year. If they do things correctly, they should lose as many games as they possibly can. Mm-hmm. They're not gonna do things correctly though. And Beal is a beast. Beal is going to drag them to more wins than they should have, I think. I have them at 28 wins for the season, which I think is kind of high. But did I take your number?
Yeah.
Harper, what are you at?
Of course you took my number. all of that stuff is absolutely correct. The only thing that I'll add, just like sort of long-term prospect here, John Wall's owed something like $170 million over the next 4 years or something.
The worst contract in the NBA, yeah.
Yep. And John Wall was once known as the fastest basketball player on the planet. And you can be damn sure that after an ACL and an Achilles, that's not going to be the case even when he comes back. He's just never going to be the same player again, as much as I love him. He's got a bunch of skills, a bunch of talent, a bunch of IQ, but he's not going to be that same guy even when he does come back. It's not great for Washington. I agree. It's probably tank time. So I gave away a bunch of wins earlier, so now I'm well over 1230 for the league. I'm going to knock it down to 26.
Good move. Coleman.
Yeah, I don't like this team. I'm with you that Beal's talented and he'll probably go off and score 40 against the Pacers and win a game. But I'm guessing 20 wins for this team.
20. Wow.
Yeah. Do not like the Wizards.
I get that.
Yeah.
But of the 20 win teams in the league, they definitely have the best player.
Right.
Exactly. That is true. That is true. But everybody else you listed on that starting lineup is not somebody. I mean, I haven't heard of half those guys, and I do a podcast once a week. So, I mean, I'm just not sure they have the talent surrounding Bradley Beal.
I will also add that according to Hispanos NBA, they are tied with two other teams with 23 total transactions this season. So,
oh, my God.
A busy, busy roster turnover year for the Wizards. Out of the West, the Lakers join them, and there will be one other team we'll hear from later.
Mm-hmm. The silver lining for this podcaster, at least, is cheap Wizards tickets this year.
So. Oh, yeah.
That's right. You can go see the Pacers for real
now
cheap.
Only twice the NBA average.
That's right. Exactly. And still $15 a beer.
So. Yeah, exactly.
Joey, where does Vegas have these guys?
Vegas has got them at 26.5 games this season.
Ooh, okay.
Which is rough. But, like you said, John Wall shouldn't play a game this season. If you want to bring this dude back, they've invested a lot of money into him, and don't want to break your toy any further.
That's what she said.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's been an issue, but okay.
All right, let's do one more, and then we'll take a little break. Ski, how's that sound?
Yep.
Yeah.
All right. Leading scorer for this franchise, also the leading rebounder for this franchise. Dwight stink up the locker room with his farts, Howard.
Orlando Magic?
The Orlando Magi.
Dwight Howard has more points and rebounds than Shaq there. I guess Shaq was
as
there
a
long.
As a Magic, yeah.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Okay.
Leading assister, Jameer Nelson.
That's just embarrassing.
I was going to guess Darryl Armstrong. It?
Yeah. Colson, tell us about the Magic.
Last season, they got real hot as the season went on, and they were kind of the NBA's darlings. Post All-Star game, they only lost 8 games. Mm. They made the playoffs.
Mm-hmm.
So. And that was the first time they'd done that in a long time, and everybody felt real good about themselves. And so they decided to kind of keep the band together. They re-signed Vucevic.
Mm-hmm.
They re-signed Terrence Ross. They had traded Jonathan Simmons earlier in the season for Markelle Fultz, who now can be insurance for them at the point guard. Ideally solved their issue at point guard, because their issue is that DJ Augustine is their starting point guard. Was last year and still is. But outside of that, they've
got... You say that like it's a bad thing.
I mean, he's a former Pacer. I don't want to throw too much shade, but... I think he's kind of a career backup, is what I'm saying. And he played very well last year. The team played very well.
You said you're a career backup.
Their biggest offseason signing was they picked up Al-Farouq Aminu, formerly of the Blazers. And they've got a lot of young talent. So their projected starting lineup, I guess, is DJ Augustine, Evan Fournier, Aaron Gordon at the 3, Jonathan Isaac, who's... You've not heard of him?
It's like, a little bit.
Yeah, he's a good...
Oh, he always yokes on the Pacers. Pacer fans.
Yeah. Yeah. And then Vucevic. But a lot of these other guys could be going in and out, especially with a young team. You don't know who's got these roles. Fultz is on their bench. Terrence Ross. Aminu, as I mentioned earlier, and Mo Bamba, who people really are high on. So I like their talent. I like the direction of the franchise. I like the positive vibes from the way they finished last year. And they basically brought the band back together, but added a strong defensive player at the wing in Al-Farouq Aminu. So I'm going to say that they make the playoffs again. And they're my 7th in the East at 45 wins.
45 wins. Harper, what do you think?
I think I had the under written down until Colson stopped talking. I sell.
Okay.
Quickly.
I mean, they're fine. Steve Clifford, the Big Red coach, it's fine, but like, they're a team that caught a lot of teams by surprise last year. You're just asking for a lot of development very fast from Mo Bamba. You're asking – I mean, Markel Fultz is 2 years away based on what we've seen, at least if he ever turns into anything. And I just – the starting lineup that you just mentioned that nobody's ever heard of, I mean, I just –
oh, come on. Aaron Gordon's really good.
He's a really good dunker, right? I mean
– okay, all right.
I just
– Jonathan Isaac could be a star in this league someday.
Yeah, but not this year, right?
Right,
and
sure.
You just like Patrick Siakam is five times the player that he is right now, right?
Yeah.
So I don't know. I got him at 36. I'm not.
Wow.
Yeah. I sort of split the difference between you two guys. I see the talent. I mean, I guess the conversation was well, we went kind of 500 in a week Eastern Conference, and we stole a game from the Raptors while they were sleeping. Let's run it back. Let's do it, guys. It's like a classic Steve Clifford. Didn't he do this with the Hornets like every year? Like led them to 500 ball? 50-30.
50 wins, 30 wins. Like that was...
Yeah. Was it just Vucevic playing in a contract year last year as well? He was an all-star. Played great. Admitted, but it's not really the way basketball is being played these days. You know, like, you know, he's an ISO guy in the high to mid block, and that's their main offense. And Aaron Gordon, I can't decide if he's ever going to be an all-star. And if he's not an all-star and he's their best player, then they're in trouble.
You're waiting on Mo Bamba.
Right. But I do like, I mean, Fournier is a pro. I like the addition of Aminu, who I think they'll actually, I mean, my guess would be that they would start Aminu and play Gordon at the four as like sort of a stretch four, but who
it's
knows?
Not great either.
Yeah, exactly. It's not a great option. Terrence Ross off the bench is nice. I have him at 42, so.
That feels true.
Okay.
I like it.
Basically the same. So, right. Joey, we
spread that one out this time.
Where's Vegas have
him? Right with you. We were at 42 and a half.
Mm.
Okay.
So, yep, 500 team.
So I'm the only one over on that.
Yep.
I am drinking the Orlando Magic juice, but everybody knows that I do it every year.
The well-coached Orlando Magic that Colson loves very much.
That's right.
I think you're just into Amway. Is that right?
Yeah, I do love Amway. What does that do? Yeah. Is that a train?
Oh, God, that's right. They play that cat in that cavern of an arena. Remember that we went to?
Yeah.
Mm.
It was all Disney everywhere.
Yep.
Yeah.
Makes.
What'd you expect? Their team's called the Magic.
Yeah. Yeah. Stuff the Magic Dragon is pretty cool though.
Sure.
You know what I just realized?
On that high note.
No. I've got some contraband here.
Oh.
Got my clutch.
I can't see it. Skype sticking out of his blurted out. I can't
shirt.
Even see it.
Got to clutch the bear. But yeah, he's now censored over the internet. So.
That's right. Clutch the bear representing a team that no longer exists.
That's right. All the Chinese.
He's a homeless bear.
Officials that are tapping into our call that just got blurred out. That was a good move. Now they can't listen to our call.
Yeah, exactly.
Just hold him up for the rest of the episode.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah. Wow. We'll take a quick break here. I think we're about halfway, JT.
Just about.
Yep. Just about. All right. Well, we'll take a break for a few. We'll come back with the rest of the East.
I would like to invite Clutch to come join the Pacers as a secondary mascot. Boomer and Clutch could hang out.
They are like two of the better mascots. Like,
they are, yeah. Clutch is up there.
They get their really dunk mascot. They're good.
He'd be.
I
good.
Don't want him to be homeless anymore. Is all I'm saying.
He
can come
he
stay
could go,
at the field house.
He could go to Detroit. That'd be a good name for good place for Clutch too.
Oh, ooh, nice work. Well done. Yeah. What do they have? What do they have? Horses? I can't remember.
They have a horse, but I forget the name of the horse.
Well, we'll come back after the break with the answer. We'll see you in a few.
Hooper.
Yeah, they can do better than that. We'll come back with a better name after the break.
reliever and I need a breather. Trapped inside this world, they want me dead. Hoping one day I won't catch that leg. All these problems all up in my soul. Thinking maybe it's my time to go. Used to wonder if I need the dope. Coming back like things I need some more, yeah. I'm a hustle machine. Let them know what I mean. Talking just like a G. Walking just like a king. I'm a hustle machine. Let them know what I mean. Talking just like a G. Walking just like a king. My whip banging, I'm swerving on my lane. Hit up, used to drink away my pain. A couple homies died, anger through my veins. But I survived, I'm like a king, I need my chains. I need that drip, baby, the juice is sticking with me. My dog took a couple shots and he went tipsy. I felt something in my heart dry. My life revolves around hiding my pain, reduce and cause I'm a hustle machine. Let them know what I mean. Talking just like a G. Walking just like a king. I'm a hustle machine. Let them know what I mean. Talking just like a G.
I got one.
Okay.
It's going to be called Caliper.
Caliper?
Yeah.
What's a caliper?
It's in your brakes, I think.
part. You're just looking up. You're just looking car parts up. Is that what you're looking up?
Yeah, I am.
Okay. Caliper Hayes.
Why Hayes?
Hey.
Okay. What about camshaft?
Oh, that's good. We'll call him camshaft.
Crankshaft. Ooh, I like that one better.
Oh, you like that better?
Yeah.
I like camshaft better.
Yeah, I feel like crankshaft was a name of Coulson's band in high school.
That's what I call my penis.
Oh, my God.
Because it takes a lot of cranks?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm. All right, Joe, you ready to start the show?
No, we're not. We haven't started Joe's, yet?
He's going to crack this nut before we do the segment.
Oh, yes.
What about the carburetor? We're going with crankshaft. All right. We are back from the break.
Are we?
Sure.
Ish.
Ish.
This show is the best.
Shout out to my buddy Crankshaft. He's the new mascot.
You've renamed the Detroit horse.
So he
didn't like Hooper.
No, I don't like Hooper. So, but I'll let Hooper stay on as a secondary mascot to the new one that is Crankshaft.
Okay, so it's sort of like Bowser.
Yeah. Well, it's he should see the writing on the wall.
Is Bowser dead?
He's dead.
Okay.
Yeah.
No, he you guys told me he just went to a farm upstate. What?
Well, that was a couple of years ago.
He's passed since then at the farm upstate.
Since then, he was tragically murdered by Crankshaft.
Who's taking out all of the other...
By Crankshaft. Oh, man.
He's working his way up to be the only mascot.
Right. Okay. One of the 29 mascots that we have.
That's right.
All right, Jason, where did we leave off? Where are we headed to?
All right.
Where are we?
Next up.
Where am I?
Next up. This franchise's leading scorer, rebounder, and assister is one person, and his name is LeBron James. It's the Cleveland Cavaliers. It's not the Heat.
Oh.
Joseph. You love
right.
Cleveland. Cleveland rocks.
So the Cleveland rocks. Cleveland's got a problem. They are in contract hell right now.
Mm.
I think that they're going to start rebuilding within 5 years. I think that they're going to get moving on that soon. The biggest problem they have is Kevin Love and Tristan Thompson's contracts are big, and nobody's going to want them. So they're stuck with those. They picked up a new coach this season, John Beilein. They drafted Darius Garland and Dylan Wendell. And they're going to be terrible.
Do we know where John Beilein came from? Did they just like pick him up off the street? Or is he like...
Beilein. And he was a college coach for a while, I think.
Very good one. Beilein, only active collegiate coach to have achieved 20 win seasons at four different levels. So, junior college, 3, 2, and 1. Most recent stint was with Michigan from 2007 to 2019. He's one of 6 D1 coaches with 700 or more wins in his career. So, that ain't nothing.
Okay. Yeah. So, this isn't like Coach Beilein for the number one draft pick.
Well,
like Joe, don't be angry because that was a better pun than crankshaft.
No, I don't know. What do you want to do with this team? Like they're not good. They're not. I mean, and the other problem is that they've got in the guard rotation. They've got a couple guys that are kind of in the same spot.
I like Darius Garland.
No, sure.
I think it was a nice draft pick.
Yeah. But they don't have a lot of talent, and they can't really do much with their roster because of the issues with those contracts.
Can't they trade Kevin Love?
Maybe, but I don't know who wants him for that much money. He's a fine player, but
I'd take him.
What is the number? What does Vegas have him?
So the number we've got him at is 24 and a half wins, second to the from the bottom.
That seems generous to me.
And what do you have him at, Colson? What do you think about this
team? They won 19 games last year. Did they get better? Like, I just don't understand. I have them at 21 wins. I guess I did say they were better just because I had some wins laying around.
Yeah, you did.
But they're bad.
Yeah. Well, you know, it's a good thing that they hired a college coach because their roster is basically dudes that should be in college. Mm-hmm. Outside of Love. And Love is the only guy on the roster over 30 years old.
Oh, that's why I gave them 2 wins, because Love was injured last year. I figure if he's back, they get 2 more wins.
Sure. That's funny, because I took away 1 win because they're going to trade Kevin Love away. Why would they?
Okay.
So they're going to work out some deal to get him out of there. I have him at 18 wins this year.
Are they your worst team in the league?
They are the worst team. Yes, they are my worst team in the league. Yep. Mm. Harper, what do you think?
So, I remember last year. The spread last year was 30 and a half wins. I came in at 24. And you guys called me a moron. And they came in well under that.
That sounds like us.
Yeah.
It does sound like us.
Well, I mean, in fairness, I was an idiot. I just happened to be right about that one thing. I mean, I also had them at 21. Who knows? They're super bad. I'll take 17. I don't know. They're just
Why not? They're just
awful.
Go low.
I mean, they're awful. And Kevin Love's going to go. Like, who knows? Maybe he gets replaced with... Maybe they trade Kevin Love for LeBron James. I don't know.
Yeah, straight up. Yeah, or he comes up with some mysterious injury because they don't want to win basketball games. Right?
Yeah, but they're not incentivized to do so with the roster that they have.
Can we take this to Vegas? That's a consensus under, correct?
I mean, that's one of the stronger consensus unders you will see. But also 24 and a half wins in a small market is, I don't know, it's a low number, so.
Right. All right.
Next up, this franchise also the leading scorer, rebounder, and assister is a single human being, and that person is Michael Jordan.
Hmm.
This is the Wizards.
That's right. We're doing the Wizards again.
Right.
Let's just do it again.
Obviously, we're talking about the Bulls. Harper, what can we expect from the Bulls this year?
Well, kept most of the cast together. The only real notable outs were Robin Lopez and Wayne Selden, if anybody cares about them. They brought in Satoransky and Thaddeus Young, who you would hope would be a positive culture creator there. The big thing is going to be health for this team. The combination of Chris Dunn, Zach LaVine, and Otto Porter, plus, you know, Denzel Valentine and whatever else, Wendell Carter Jr., Archie Diacono. Like, they've got some talent here. And if LaVine and Chris Dunn really play to their potential and play team basketball, this team could win some games. That said, they won 22 last year, so I feel super optimistic at 35.
35?
Yeah.
Oh, you are optimistic.
Yeah. Colson, what do you have? You go first.
I've got 32. I gave them 10 wins. I'm trying to think back about why. I think it was the Thaddeus Young pickup. Like, I felt like he would maybe galvanize the young men on that team. He really stepped up as a leader of our franchise, especially after Vic went down. So I think I just gave him the courageous heart bump. Also, maybe some internal development from the young guys.
Did you say maternal?
Maternal? No, internal.
Well,
we can listen to the tape. I'm sure I said maternal.
Okay.
I always misspeak.
Is Thaddeus motherly?
I think he might be. Who knows? Okay. Yeah, exactly. Team mom. He makes them all PB&Js before the big game.
Orange slices.
Yep.
No crust. Good to go.
But yeah, no, I don't think they're very good. 32 wins, way out of the playoffs.
Yeah, I mean, so I sort of agree with these assessments. I like Zach LaVine. I feel like LaVine is like a legit dude to go to in the last 5 minutes. So that they have that, you know, decided already. There's no consternation about who's going to be putting up shots, which is a good thing. And he can make some clutch shots. I think that Thaddeus is going to bring a professionalism and toughness to that team and sort of fit in with their coach Boylan, who's a pretty tough-nosed old school guy. I like Lauri Markkanen, and I think he might make another little mini leap this year. He missed some games last year with injuries, and hopefully he gets a full season in. That being said, there's a lot of youth on this roster. I think they like this rookie Kobe White to play the point guard for them. Chris Dunn seems like he's the third man out as far as point guard position goes. So anytime you start a rookie point guard, you're not going to win a lot of games. That's one of my rules of thumb. So I have them on an uptick, but not as much as you guys. I got them at 31. Joey, what does Vegas have them at?
Vegas got them 33.5 wins. Seems high. Chicago's going to get a little bump.
I don't know. We're all right around that.
Yeah, we're dancing. Yeah. We're dancing around that number. Right on. Okay, next. This one was a surprise to me, that this franchise's leading scorer is Brook Lopez.
The Nets?
The Nets, yes.
Really?
Yes. NBA franchise leading scorer, of course.
Okay.
I see. Exactly. Exactly. Okay, so I've
been good for a long time.
They had some good runs there, right? Like the kid, they went to the Eastern Conference Finals like 4 straight years.
Yeah, Jason Kidd. Yeah.
Went to the finals 2 straight years. Okay, so obviously the big news in Brooklyn, they were a big player in the free agent market this year, bringing in Kyrie Irving and Kevin Durant. However, as we know, Kevin Durant's not going to play all year. They also brought in DeAndre Jordan, Wilson Chandler, Taurean Prince, for whatever that matters, and Garrett Temple. So they're sort of switching their vibe, in a sense. Last year, they were a scrappy team of guys trying to prove that they deserve to be in the NBA. and developing young guys to now a team that is people are going to be looking to get some wins. D'Angelo Russell is out. DeMar Carroll's out. Alan Crabb is out. We're looking at a starting lineup or crunch time five of Kyrie Irving, Caris LeVert, maybe Taurean Prince or Joe Harris. Maybe Joe Harris at the four. And Jared Allen, who's a decent rim defender, a good rebounder guy, is the big guy. Spencer Dinwiddie off the bench. Let's see. So the big concern, obviously, off of the season in Boston last year is how successful can you be with Kyrie Irving as your leader? Obviously, the dude's a super talent, but he's also a knucklehead, I think. And, you know, with Kevin Durant basically being on the sidelines in a suit and not the leader on the floor that one expects him to be after this season, it's going to be interesting to see how Kyrie does with that role. I have him really good. I have him at 47 wins, though. This doesn't seem like a 50-win ball club to me. Colson, what do you think?
Well, I thought the Taurean Prince pickup was great. I mean, he played very well for Atlanta last year. I think this kid's a real young talent. I think Caris LeVert's the real deal. You know, if I was a fan of a franchise that, you know, had not had much of a future, I'd be very excited about these two young guys. I agree with you that I don't think Kyrie Irving is the leader that I want to lead those guys. But he is a heck of a basketball player, and their only job is to figure out how to create a culture and create a system to go ahead and plug KD into next season and go ahead and win a lot of games. And I think they can do that. And I think if Kyrie can keep that in his mindset, they're going to do just fine. But I'm a little unsure about that. I think they've got enough talent to win 50 games, but I'm still worried about, just like you are, Jason, about Kyrie as my leader, so I'm going with 46 wins. Mm.
Harper, what do you think?
Well, so first off, you can't move Joe Harris. Joe Harris has to – you traded your best player. Now Joe Harris is your best player.
Mm.
Out of the guys that came out of that team from last year.
Okay, sure.
Caris LeVert, super excited about this kid. I have been for years. Injury problems are a real thing. I played 40 games last season. Given that information, and yes, they have Durant in the wings. I feel like everybody is gambling like Kevin Durant's playing this year, and he's not.
Right.
Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? He's just super. That's not happening. They don't have that much incentive to win. Kenny Atkinson's fine, but he's not an elite NBA coach. Like, I agree the East is weak, but like, I don't know what makes this team better than Chicago, really.
Hmm.
I mean,
really?
Not really. Yeah. I mean,
Kyrie Irving is better than Zach LaVine. That's what I would say.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, how was Boston last year relative to the over-under?
Yeah, they were definitely under.
Yeah, way under.
Yeah, but they won 49 games, right?
Yes, they did. They were predicted to win 59 and a half.
Well, yeah, but...
But...
Anyway. Boston. Like, at some level, it's...
I'm agreeing with you.
How many games do you think they're going to win? Right?
I just think that the jury's really out on Kyrie Irving. I don't think that he's like a natural place for your leadership to lie, especially without another superstar like Kevin Durant. That's a distraction. Caris LeVert, health is an issue. Joe Harris is their best player from before. Kenny Atkinson's a question mark. I got him at 37, and
whoa.
I hope it's lower. I just hope it's lower.
Wow.
They deserve
it. Wow.
I mean, yeah, so, yeah, I sort of disagree. I mean, I think with all of the dysfunction that was going on in Boston last year, they still won almost 50 games.
With an elite
they had
coach,
a lot more talent than this team.
In the East.
Yeah, and they also had Al Horford, and they had, you know, Jason Tatum.
Jaylen Brown.
Had a lot more talent than this
team has. I
mean,
they had all-star caliber players there.
I mean, that's fair, but, like, I don't know. It's not like these guys are complete trash as far as players in the – like, they have legit NBA – Joe Harris is a legit NBA player.
I know,
Caris
and they traded
LeVert
away
legit.
What you'd think was probably his best friend on the team, who was really, really good for them. They've shown no faith in the team that they've built. They traded it away for win now. And I just don't think that has good effects on a locker room.
Well, they traded away for, like, one of the best players in NBA history.
Yeah, you've got to do that for Kevin Durant.
I'm not saying you don't do it, but I'm just saying that the short-term effects are probably not going to be good.
Potentially, yeah.
Yeah, fair
especially
enough.
When Kyrie Irving is just a crazy person. I'm sorry. And without Kevin Durant to even that out a little bit, I don't like it.
Sure. Joey, where does Vegas have them? I don't even know.
Well, we're in the middle. 44 wins, so under the two of you.
Oh,
but
I thought they'd be higher.
Well, I thought they would be too.
But again, Kevin Durant's not playing this year.
Yes, Kevin Durant's not there.
He'll take their money, but...
He'll take their rehab
think
money.
He's there and take your money.
He'll take their rehab money.
Yeah. Is there any chance he's going to come back this season?
No.
No, okay.
Playoffs? I don't know.
I doubt it. I seriously doubt it.
Oh, I do too, but for different reasons.
Right. next up, leading franchise scorer, also this franchise's leading assister, Reginald Miller.
Reggie.
Do you guys know who the leading rebounder in Pacers franchise history is?
Oh, please don't let it be Rick Smets.
No, it's not. Is it?
It's not.
It's not Dale Davis.
Oh, God.
It's not Dale Davis.
Jeff Foster.
It is no. Dale Davis.
Okay, it is.
Oh,
Dale Davis.
Nice.
Sorry. I thought there was a trick question because I just assumed it was Dale Davis.
Hmm. Colson. We're going to do a huge blowout Pacers preview in a couple weeks, so let's not go super in-depth. But let's do I do want you to give me your thoughts, and then also if we get a chance, we can talk about the Pacers actually had some preseason action this past weekend. So
yeah, you're right. Traditionally, we don't go too in-depth in this. We kind of just give our numbers. But I will say that we had a very active offseason. Darren Collison retired. Kojo's in Sacramento. Bogdanovich is in Utah. Thad Young is in Chicago. A big chunk of the team, the heart and soul of the team. But we still have Victor Oladipo, Domantas Sabonis, Miles Turner. We picked up Malcolm Brogdon, Jeremy Lamb, TJ Warren, TJ McConnell. And is that everybody? Anyway, a lot of turnover.
A lot of TJs.
Our preseason started out in India. I would like to really briefly shout out Chris Denary. His father passed away 2 days before the India trip, and there's an article about it in the paper, and he decided to go anyway because his father is the one who encouraged him to go into broadcasting and to follow his dream. And so he felt like it would be honoring him to go to India and call the games for the Pacers. So shout out to Christian Ari and his family. So
shout out.
Pacers playing well in India. What do you think, guys?
I don't normally see a whole lot of overtime games in the preseason.
Yeah.
Particularly
I don't see a lot of overtime games in Mumbai. It just seems to be the blowout town, you know?
The Pacers won the first NBA game in India.
Mm-hmm.
They also won the second NBA game in India.
They are actually undefeated
in India.
In India.
They are the only team that has ever won in India. Because Sacramento
that record could last a while
both.
Undefeated.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So shout out.
So for the NBA India thing, clearly it was initialized by Vivek Ramadive, the owner, governor, whatever he is of the Kings franchise. I was curious as to why Indiana was the why the Pacers were the second team. Is it because on the one hand, Sacramento is the Indianapolis of California, or is it that they thought that they could trick people in India to thinking that Indiana was India? No.
Mm.
It didn't work.
I thought the former, but I'm leaning towards the latter.
They were clearly cheering for the Kings.
Oh. Mm.
The first game.
Hostile environment for the Pacers.
It was, and they responded well. But yes, the owner is Indian. So,
TJ Warren put up 30 points in game one.
Yeah, top 20 of all time now, right?
Pacers. Yeah, immediately top 25 of all time in a preseason game. And then TJ McConnell put up a damn near triple double off the bench in game two. So he's up on the top 25 now. Wow. So TJs are rising quickly. Really strong showing in the preseason.
TJ Warren, I think, is the leading scorer in India history.
I think he is. Yeah.
It's impressive.
Yeah. It's hard to pull a ton of things out of preseason games, but I thought it was interesting that both the Pacers and the Kings played their starters for extended minutes in that first game, especially considering it went into overtime. And the Pacers came back from 20 down to claw their way back into that game. Really started playing some defense in the second half. Sabonis looked like an animal. It was just killing people for the first like 8 minutes, and then got clocked in the head and had to leave and get stitches, and then came back and continued to play like an animal.
Yeah. Played with a headband the second night to pin back the ears.
That's right. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yes.
Makes him, he goes faster like that.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Luckily, he looks, apparently India is like a non-extradition treaty country, because there was a lot of murder. Just a lot of murder.
That's right.
A lot of people were murdered.
Lots of murder. So much child death. I was really impressed. As we talked before, since Turner and Sabonis played in the World Cup, they might be at an advantage coming into the season because they're going to be in shape. And they definitely look that way, at least in this first game. Both of them looked like they were in rhythm. I was really impressed with Brogdon. I think he had 14 assists or something like that in the first game. He's one of these guys that never panics. He's always under control. Sets guys up pretty well. I mean, obviously there's lots of kinks to be worked out, but obviously that's a good way to start building camaraderie with this team that there's been a lot of turnover with. So I think it's a great, you know, not only cultural opportunity for these guys to go to India and experience new things, but also bond together as a team while they're not in their, like, you know, nap pods on their Uber plane or whatever that, you know, is going on there.
I like nap pods. We should link to this. So I like that. Like
that might be the name of the show. I really liked. We'll link to this. There's a. They did clips of interviews from the players on press conference day or whatever, almost. To a man, people talked about that the players that came, that signed with the Pacers, came because of the culture. This is known around the league that this is a well-run organization that has a good culture in the locker room. And you know, if that's something you're looking for, you're going to come in and not try to disturb that. So I'm hoping these new guys are all on board.
Mm-hmm. All right, what's your number? What do you think the Pacers are going to do this year?
My number is 49, I think it would be more if Oladipo was coming back healthy right away.
Absolutely. Obviously, that's the big question mark.
Again, way to go out on a limb.
Yeah.
Try not to say too much because we're doing a whole pot on it.
Coulson, analysis doesn't think we're better without Oladipo.
I mean, really, the risks that Coulson takes as an analyst here.
This is probably going to lead the internet tomorrow, right?
If we had five All NBA guys, I think we'd be a better team.
I like us. I think that we've got a ton of talent. I think it's going to take a while to figure out a rhythm, but like we said, the schedule's kind early. But I have us at a little bit of a drop off. 45 wins is where I got us. Harper, what do you think?
Just to hit on what you guys said, I know it's preseason, but like a 20-point comeback win and posting a 130, like it's just what I love about this team, right? They just that's the team that I want to see for 82 games this season, and now I have confidence that it'll be them. Because I have a fragile mentality, I went 47. But I'm very excited for this team.
Oh, you're optimistic.
No. And
normally you put up...
No, that's not that optimistic. That is...
No, normally you put up like a 42 because you're afraid we're going to suck.
No, normally I go one game over the over. That's normally what I do.
Okay. Okay.
And so the over, the number, Joey, is
47.5.
Oh, you went under.
This is surprisingly pessimistic for Mr. Harper.
So. Oh, my goodness. Well, Vegas likes us, though.
Yeah, Vegas.
No, Vegas hates the East.
Vegas does hate the East.
They hate everyone in the East except us.
So, yeah, the Vegas has got Pacers fourth in the East, which, you know, still it's a home court in the playoffs. One other note from the preseason game is anyone who's trying to dribble is going to get called for travel, as far as I can tell.
Yeah.
There were so many travel calls. But they ran a little explanation on that. They said essentially like they had not codified what was like a gather, you know, like when you get the ball, like, so they actually like put that in the rule book now. So they're trying to clean that up. And I think your boy on the former NBA team, James Harden, he's going to get a few more calls.
Yeah.
If he were to play this year,
a few more traveling.
Yeah.
Okay.
But I mean, a lot of the stuff he does, it's and the thing is, like, you look at the changes they've made. It's hard to tell. Like for me, like I even watching at real speed, like you switch your pivot foot when you, it's
a tough ask for these refs. We shouldn't move on from this, even though we're going to talk about this in a lot more depth in a couple weeks. But it looks like we're going to have the Twin Tower lineup. That looks like a thing that is going to happen.
For sure.
We only had to lobby for it for 3 years, so.
I think it's worth the effort.
Yeah.
That's right. Mm-hmm. Another win for the Undebeatables.
Mm-hmm.
That's right.
Nice work, boys.
Cheers.
Yeah, cheers to that.
We got there.
All right,
God, next we've been asking for that since the game. Sorry.
This, again, franchise leading scorer and assister, Isaiah Thomas, the Detroit Pistons.
The crankshaft.
I thought it was Boston.
Horse.
Yeah, I did too.
Yeah.
Oh, different Isaiah. For a loop. Yeah. So.
They're related, right?
Gotta be.
I'm sorry.
Joey, what is crankshaft going to be cheering for this year?
Crankshaft's going to be, you know, the same core guys: Blake Griffin, Andre Drummond, Reggie Jackson. They picked up Tony Snell. Harper is excited. Derrick Rose is there for two years. He got a 2-year deal. One of the Morrises. This is the Marquis flavor. And Tim Frazier, and then via the big three, they picked up Joe Johnson. So
what?
Yeah, he left and then came back.
Yep.
That is crazy.
Real talk.
And then Siku Dumbaya. Yep.
Nice work.
He's from Guinea. They seem pretty excited about that. He fell far in the draft. So the team, they should be okay.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
Really? What's Vegas's number?
Like in the okay range at 38 wins.
38. Okay.
Yeah. So subpar. But yeah,
that might be par in the East.
Yeah,
that might be the A spot.
They won 41 games last year.
They were 500 last year. Yep,
41 games last year. Yeah, I don't. They just don't have much depth.
Or talent, or
talent,
will to live. Harper, what do you have these guys at?
I'm. pretty sure that the only thing that matters is whether Blake Griffin's healthy or not. Last season, he played, believe it or not, he played 75 games. And that and that got them to a 500 record. I don't think they're any worse. I'm not sure that the East is any better. I docked them a game, but I honestly, I've got no reasoning. I just picked a number out of the air. They're at 40. It just is what it is.
Mm-hmm. Colson, what do you think?
Well, I don't look at the Vegas lines before I pick these numbers. So I'm at 38. So I need to change that. And I don't want to box myself in.
And you're super scared of going under on Detroit. That's the thing you're scared of.
I'm gonna go 37 then.
Well done.
Way to bully him in.
It might win me some money though.
Dude, Blake Griffin's gonna go down in game two. Don't worry.
So those 75 games that Griffin played last year were the most for him since the 2013-14 season.
Yes.
So what are the odds that he does that again? I don't know. I don't know who plays shooting guard for them. Langston Galloway?
I like Brown. Langston Galloway.
He's not bad.
Do
but
you?
I do.
Tony Snell's.
I mean, I like him on.
Tony Snell is going to play.
I like him on.
Well, then, who plays the three?
Joe Johnson.
Joe Johnson is going to play.
No. Markieff Morris.
35 minutes a night at the three for them. Stop. Get out of here.
Langston Galloway is a starter on a 40-win team. I'm just.
Oh, really?
In the East? Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
Joe Johnson was played against 45-year-olds, recently.
And was good,
I suppose. Yeah, this team just reeks of mediocrity. So
what if you start Derrick Rose and then Reggie Jackson plays the two?
Sure, you could do that. I have them winning 41 games. I think they're equally good as they are bad.
They are like excessively mediocre.
I did not realize Dwayne Casey was their coach.
Yeah.
Who knew?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Did a nice job last year to drag them to 500.
Good luck with the repeat.
It's where a franchise loves to be, right?
Yep.
Right.
Sorry, JT, what was your final number?
41.
41. Good man.
500. Next up, yet another team whose leading scorer and assister are the same individual. Dwyane Wade.
I think it's Dwyane.
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 Haven't heard of him. He must have been good at some
point. He's playing for LA now.
He gone. Harper, tell us about the Heat.
The Heat. Big story is Jimmy Butler comes in as a result of that trade with Philadelphia. They drafted Tyler Hero, who Colson loves. They got Myers Leonard from Portland, who everyone hates. And they retain, a lot of the same guys. Bam Adebayo, my favorite NBA player. Goran Dragic, Haslam is still there. He's 410 now, but he's there. Kelly Olynyk, Deion Waiters, Justice Winslow. Like, they have names on this team. Out is Ryan Anderson, and maybe that's not a big deal, but three-point shooting does matter. But Hassan Whiteside, they paid way too much for this guy when they got him, but he was also sort of the centerpiece of the organization. Like, I don't know if Jimmy Butler, Hassan Whiteside was not great for them. Just not that convinced that Jimmy Butler is going to be that much better, even though his skill set is amazing. It's going to be a tough road. They won 39 last season. I'll give them an uptick. I will. But only to 41.
41. Who's next? It's me next. I like this team, weirdly. I think they have a guy. I think that they have a guy in Jimmy Butler who is an alpha and is a legit dude in the last 5 minutes to make shots, to take and make shots. I really like Spoelstra as a coach. he brings those guys together. They're going to play super hard defense every night.
Fair point.
They're going to make life tough for the other team. They're going to not beat themselves. The concern, I really like getting rid of Whiteside. It's a subtraction by addition thing for me, culture-wise. And I love Adebayo. Giving that dude more minutes is a good thing.
Bam!
The concern I have is what is Justice Winslow? There's like rumors that they want him to be the point guard there.
What?
And I worry about that.
You should.
For all the reasons you can imagine.
Don't they have a point guard? That's pretty good.
Dragic right now is the
but
you know,
he's like
day one starter, but he's starting to lose his step.
He's also a two to me. Like, he was always kind of a two to me, like in an ideal Dragic? World. Yeah.
Okay.
Just because he's such a good shooter, like, you'd love for him to play off the ball.
Yeah. I mean, I think the idea is they want to get – they feel like Winslow can be a creator, which I don't see personally.
I haven't seen it.
But maybe he just kills in practice.
It's not on tape.
Yeah. So I like this team. And in a weak Eastern Conference, I think they pick up a decent amount of wins. I'm at 44. Colson, what do you think?
I apparently like them a little bit more than you, but just a little bit. I got them at 45.
Mm, decent. Joey, where does Vegas have them?
Salud, dude.
Thanks for boxing me in, guys. I'm at 44 and a half.
Mm. Well,
perfect.
I've got them as my eighth seed. They're sneaking into the playoffs.
Yeah.
Okay.
Your eighth seed in the Eastern Conference wins 45 games?
Yeah.
Jesus. Wow.
Did you check your math?
That is insane.
Can I just say, like, I don't know what Miami does well.
I think they play defense well, and they don't beat themselves.
But
that's what
they gave away their best defensive player. And like, look, they picked up
but they got Jimmy Butler.
No, they replaced him with a really good perimeter defender. But I'm not convinced that the rim protection is there. And I definitely know that Goran Dragic can't play defense.
Well, they're also going to have Chris Paul.
Yeah, exactly.
Like,
they're also going to trade for Chris Paul.
So they can have less perimeter defense. Sounds great.
Sure, but they have a better assist man, maybe. I mean, I like Dragic. I don't want to throw shade on Dragic.
Dragic?
Yeah. I just don't think anyone's out of the norm here. I think that this team is going to have an identity crisis early that they're going to have the need to come to grips with. And it'll be interesting to see how Spoelstra deals with that.
Well, I think that they're what Spoelstra has done since the James era, I think, has transitioned the Heat into a lunch pail mentality. That's what I see those guys as. Like, you know, he's turned James Johnson into a NBA player. Tyler Johnson just got a contract from some idiotic team that was willing to pay him a lot of money because he fit into Spoelstra's system and played hard, right? Yeah. I mean, I think that's what their mentality is.
But I get concerned because that's what Jimmy Butler sells, but that's not what Jimmy Butler delivers.
Hmm. But he'll be happy if that's what the guys around him are doing, I think.
I mean, I find it hard to believe that the guys in Minnesota under Tom Thibodeau weren't bringing their lunch pails to work every day. I mean, I think those guys work really hard. I think they do. They're not as good as they want him to be. They weren't as good as Jimmy wanted them to be. But if he wasn't happy with that, why would he be happy here? If he wasn't happy with Philadelphia, why is he going to be happy in Miami? I don't understand.
There's beaches.
Because it's Miami.
Yeah. Ladies.
They got clubs.
And so now he's not the lunch pail guy. So now what do you have?
Apparently he's been showing up to the practice at like 3:30 in the morning.
Yeah. No, that's the thing. He showed up like 5 hours early to practice the other day.
Maybe he's bad at timekeeping.
Yeah, we'll get him more.
Maybe he'd been up all night at the club.
And maybe that's why he's so Rolex, angry. He's sleep deprived all the time.
Yeah, he can't afford a Rolex. We'll get him one.
All right, we got two teams left, and boy, they're bad teams. Next up, this franchise leading scorer, sadly, is Kemba Walker, who is
Charlotte,
Atlanta,
who is no longer with the Charlotte Hornets. Oof, what a bad bad offseason for the Hornets. They, I don't understand this. You know that Kemba Walker is going to leave, and you just let him walk away and get nothing, zero in return.
Yeah. If for Pacer fans out there, just I know Paul George, like, we did so good.
Ooh.
Come on. Sorry. This Charlotte story makes me feel so good as a Pacer fan. I'm just sorry.
Yeah, right.
I'm sorry to crap
we
on Charlotte.
We salvaged something. Really. No, yeah. And then they draft this guy, PJ Washington, who I know nothing about college basketball, and so I'm sure Nick Fesco is going to make fun of me when I'm like, this PJ Washington guy. But he's apparently a tweener guy that doesn't really feel a need that they have. They already have like five tweeners on their roster. Like, he's in between a small forward and a power forward, which they already have in Batum and Mikhail Bridges and Yabo. Marvin Williams. So, like, why? I did not understand this at all. So we're looking at a crunch time five. They also signed Terry Rozier to way too much money. So we're looking at a crunch time five of Terry Rozier, probably Malik Monk or Michael Kidd-Gilchrist, Batum, Mikhail Bridges, and Tyler Zeller? Or
sure.
Bismack Biyombo?
Sure.
Or you go small ball and play Marvin Williams? Sure. I don't understand this team.
Doesn't matter.
Is it Mikhail Bridges? Isn't Mikhail Bridges on Sacramento?
I thought Bridges was on
Miles Bridges.
Miles Bridges. Sorry. Miles Bridges. Boy, that's gonna screw me up all year. I don't like this team at all. I have them slightly better than the Cavaliers at 19 wins. Harper, you're up next.
I still really like Boom Boom for some reason. Okay. I'm just gonna preface this all by saying I really like Boom Boom.
Sure.
Yeah, I mean, they're hosed. I'm hoping for 25 for them. I really am. I'm hoping. I like Charlotte.
Colson, yeah. What do you think?
No, I like Charlotte. As a town, it was nice.
Yep.
Yeah.
It was clean.
It was very clean.
Full of robots. I love robots.
We had a fine time. I love North Carolina. You know, that's a place close to my heart. So root for that state. I want to believe in Harper's prediction.
Come on, start with a two. Start with a two.
I got us at 18.
Damn it.
18 for Charlotte.
Start with a two. Oh, God. Joey, does Vegas, does that number start with a two?
It does.
Oh, hey, there you go.
Yeah.
23
doesn't
wins.
End with a five, though. I can tell you that.
No, it's still actually on my list here. It's last in the league.
Last in the league. Oh.
For the Charlotte Hornets.
I guess I have.
It was a bad offseason.
No, it's not good for them. I suppose they are my worst team in the league as well, tied with New York. Yeah.
Mm.
I wish them well.
That's right. We wish you well, Charlotte.
All right. Our last team, the Atlanta Hawks. You guys want to try to guess their all-time leading scorer?
Dominique.
Yeah, it's Dominique Wilkins.
Got to be Neek. Well done. You know who their leading sister is?
It's sure. probably already.
Good guess.
It's
not me. What'd you say, Colson?
Dominique.
Not Dominique.
No. Okay.
This guy's a coach in the league right now.
Ooh. Ooh, good Kent.
Not Frank Vogel.
As athletic as he is. No, it's not Frank Vogel.
It's not Popovich either. I'll give you that one.
Okay.
Monty Williams.
Nope.
I got nothing. Who's it?
Clifford.
Nope. Doc Rivers.
Oh,
son of a biscuit.
He was there for a long time.
Yep. Colson, tell me about the Hawks.
They lost some fan favorites, Kent Bazemore, Dwayne Dedmon, and previously discussed Taurean Prince. They have a really nice young core. People that are excited about Their rookies, DeAndre Hunter, Cam Reddish, and Bruno Fernando. They still have their young guns in Trey Young, Kevin Huerter, and John Collins. Did I do Fernando right?
Sure.
Okay. Fernando. They also picked up Jabari Parker.
Break out into an ABBA cover before we know it.
They picked up Jabari Parker in the offseason. And so, yeah, they've got some talent and a bright future. I'm excited about this team.
Whoa, slow down there.
No, Trey Young is talented. People love Kevin Huerter. I mean, like, people love him.
Should they love him that much?
Yeah, for sure. Everybody's talking good about this DeAndre Hunter kid. Mm-hmm. And I don't know.
Tell me more about Fernando.
I don't know anything about Fernando.
Okay.
I did like Taurean Prince in this team. And Kent Bazemore and Dwayne Dedman.
Gone.
They were all good
also
for the
gone.
Team. But what I've got here is Trey Young and maybe Hunter both starting in the backcourt.
Those are the crunch time five, right?
Yeah, yeah. Kevin Huerter, Jabari Parker, and John Collins with Allen Crabbe and Reddish getting minutes. So they're very, very young. But I like what they're trying to do. I like the system they're creating. I think they're going to make a leap. I have them at 36 wins.
Whoa! What?
I really like this team. This is my bold prediction.
Wow. That is extra bold. Go ahead, Harper. What's up?
Pause for editing.
Okay.
Also, I am on 36.
Oh, damn it. All right, if I got to be bold, I got to be bold. Well, I don't have a game left. Well, I'll just fudge my games.
It doesn't matter.
Yeah. No one's
going
to go
37. All right. So I'm going to go bold. So do your shock again.
Why does he have to do his shock? Why can't you just lead in with your double number ones?
Coming guns blazing.
So I'm just really high on this team. I think they're going to be great. I've got 37 wins.
What? Outrageous.
What? 37? Oh, my God.
No, I've got them just missing the playoffs.
Playoffs.
I think they're. I really like Trae Young. I like what they're doing.
They did win 29 games last year, which was, yeah, that's a big leap. But okay,
that's a big leap. I agree.
You and I are seeing this differently. But I'll let Harper go first, and then we'll.
I was on 37.
What?
Trae Young is electric.
Hmm.
He's like 20 years old, right?
Yeah, he's real good.
Yeah, he's 20 years old, and he's going to make a jump because he's 20. John Collins, also one of the more underrated players last season. Like, that kid had a really good year. He's going to make leaps, too. And most importantly, Vince Carter. Key to this.
Oh, yes.
Key.
The only man in the history of the league to play 22 seasons.
Yeah. Yeah, I secretly hate a lot of the stuff that happened in the offseason. I do. Like, Jabari Parker is, like, a long shot. Chandler Parsons, maybe he's useful as a seventh man. Like,
no, that's why I didn't mention him.
Evan Turner is on the team now. Like, that should be worth -4, right? Like, there's lots of questionable stuff going on here.
So are they trying to get better, or are they tanking? I'm confused now.
They have Trae Young. That's all that's going to matter in a really crappy East. This team is better than
Huerter.
A lot of these other teams because they have a guy who can make plays. And if last season holds, is an elite three-point shooter. Like, if his three-point shooting improves, I mean, just forget about it. This kid's going to be a perennial all-star. And I don't know if that'll hold up or not, but if it does, seriously, this kid's a beast. And I am not afraid of the over. I'll take 38.
38. Okay, so I am. Okay, so I didn't look at the lines at all before I did these numbers. And when I was looking at this team, what I saw was a team that at least I thought is planning to start two rookies and three second-year guys.
Mm-hmm.
Or about that.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Okay. Yep.
Why are you both, Jason? I'm with you on this. Like, oh yeah, no problem.
And then the signings
Collins
that they made.
Third-year guy.
Are guys that kind of play the same position. So, well, like in Crabbe and Evan Turner. I'm probably way too low. I have him at 21. I have him way too low, probably, but.
What did they win last year? 29?
29.
29.
You think they're crashing and burning because they lost Kent Bazemore?
And Deadman and Prince? Yes.
Yeah, these are guys that I like. You're right.
I honestly did just talk about how I like those guys. Worth 18 wins. I'm sorry.
Are they worth 8, though?
No.
Okay.
Bazemore's worth 2. Deadman's a non-entity.
I thought
Deadman allowed them 3. To do some things with his outside shooting.
Well, I think Chandler Parsons can allow the team to do some things with his outside shooting. If he can be healthy for five games, he can win doable.
Yeah, exactly. His outside shooting from his seat on the bench.
Third row, suit. Baby!
All right, well, I mean...
No. Look, okay, this team...
I could be way
look,
off.
This team it. Could absolutely go either way. I agree. But I really want people to watch the Atlanta Hawks because
sure.
Trae Young is that flippin' exciting.
I definitely will now.
He is sick.
And so, Joey, what's the Vegas number?
It's actually closer to these Yahoos. It's 36 games.
What? Oh, my God.
Yeah.
I thought this was my boldest prediction. Like, I was like, you know what? I'm just going to go crazy on this. And then Harper beat me, and then Vegas is right there. This is like...
No, I tied you. You forced me.
Fair enough.
All right. Wow.
If you want, I'll take 35.
I don't want you to do anything you don't want to do.
Then I won't.
I think you, Harper, stay on 38 as a tribute to Trae Young.
Of course I'm going to stay on 38. I believe in 38. But I would have did it for Colson. I'm just saying.
Oh, that's very kind.
You're choosing Colson over Trae Young?
No, I'm choosing Trae Young over Colson.
Ouch.
All day, every day.
Oh, every man.
Day. Okay.
Colson's game is marginal. Way faster.
He is half my age.
He's still a little better.
I feel like I'm being traded in for a younger model.
He's a better defender.
All right, real.
I bet I have a better post game.
I like how you rub your belly while you did that, Pooh Bear. All right, consensus over on Boston 49.5. We all took the over. Consensus under on Cleveland at 24.5 because 24.5 is low, but Cleveland bad. Consensus under on the New York Knicks 27.5.
Under.
I have,
make your money
I did,
on that one.
There's a part of me that will tell you to stay away because of Fizdale, but that's tough. We got a split plus on Orlando. Mr. Colson had him at 45, and the line was at 42.5. I just don't even think Colson believes in it. So I think Pacers Nation should take the under. Philly, consensus over at 55 games. Just take the over.
Yeah.
A lot of guys got injured for them to land under that. So those are our picks, ladies, gentlemen, and Colson.
Right on. And our
wherever
he is. So if we average out our picks, our playoff rankings, we have the Bucks. This is the top team, the Sixers, the Celtics, the Pacers, the Raptors, the Nets, the Heat, and then the Magic.
God, the East is bad.
Magic's getting in again.
Made it.
Ridiculousness.
God. Yeah. There's no reason why we should be favorited for home court advantage, given the fact that our best player is out until after the new year.
That's right.
That is outrageous.
I like it.
I like it, too.
Oh, I love it very much.
All right, well, that about wraps up our Eastern Conference preview. Eastern Conference looking strong this year. Sorry, I fell asleep for the last couple hours. Did I miss anything?
No, they're going to be great.
As okay, with all good. Our shows, could nothing important.
Okay, I'll listen to it later.
Sure.
No, the East. There should be some good teams at the top for sure, and then not so much. As you go further down.
And we get to play those teams.
We do get to play those teams, sometimes a lot. Cleveland, you used to hate it because they were in our division.
Right.
Now it's the best thing.
That's great.
Now you call the Mad Ants and say, just look, meet me in Cleveland. Get some PT. All right, I think that wraps it up for this show. I'd like to thank you for listening, hanging out with us for these couple hours, talking about the Eastern Conference. We're on all the social medias. We're on Twitter at Undebeatables. We're on Facebook.com/TheUndebeatables. Our website, TheUndebeatables.com. If you're on Spotify, you can find us there. Just give us a search. Colson, you're on Instagram now. You mostly
post. Oh, yeah. If I'm going to be on the road. If anybody wants to follow me on Instagram, I'm at John Cole.
Yep. If you like pictures of rabbits.
Like pictures of rabbits? You like pictures of, I don't know, me camping?
Yep.
Pictures of Harper's house? I don't know. That'd be great. It's a cool hang.
You just lost everyone.
It's a cool hang.
It's a cool hang. Wherever you listen, if you can review us, rate us, and if you can share the episode with a Pacer fan in your life, really helps get the word out. And we got t-shirts for sale.
I would like to remind Pacer Nation to sign up for the Undegoogleables podcast. Oh, yeah. Putting out a little 10 to 15 minute show every Saturday morning. It's worth a listen. For our once and always coach, Bobby Sick Leonard, now in the Hall of Fame. Turn out the lights, the party's over. Can Hooper dunk?
Hooper has no thumbs. You tell me.
You tell Hooper he has no thumbs.
I'll do it from the front, not the back. So, gotta watch out for that leg kick.
That's right. Yeah, it's true. Yeah.
All he has to do is believe.
This isn't is Peter Pan. No, it's not Peter Pan. It's not a thing.
A Hooper is like, that's the guy that puts the things on the whiskey barrels,
yes,
right?
Yes, for sure.
Yeah. Okay.
Oh, you think there's a name for that?
I was thinking that it had something to do with, like, you know, like the blacksmith or something that put the shoes on the horses, but that's somebody else. That's a
it's the black cobbler.
It's cobbler.
No, that's a, well, the cobbler. Cobbler's the guy who
the
does
Hooper
human
works
shoes.
In St. Louis or Tennessee or something.
No,
right, Tennessee.
That's a that's a shoe person.
Yeah, but he's not a horseshoe person. He's a cobbler. He makes
what do you call the guy
shoes.
That puts the blacksmith puts
blacksmith.
The,
yeah,
they
no.
put the horseshoe on
no,
the
they
horse.
They make armor.
Yeah,
no,
they
no,
just
no,
they no. make they make a horseshoe and then just nail it into the.
No, no, maybe they make it. I'm looking this up right now.
The farmer nails it.
Who?
This is the no.
So fans, if you think you want to listen to Undegoogleables, this is kind of what the conversation is like. So obviously,
who makes
you love
horseshoes?
Farrier.
Farrier. There you go. See, I knew it was
what?
A different word. It was a very specific word.
Yep.
Are you embarrassed yet?
No, but it's not a cobbler. I know that.
So you're
and also
you're fine being wrong as long as someone's wrong with you. You're good with that.
I mean,
so, but what's the difference between a cobbler and a crumble? I mean, tell me that.
That will be the next time to Google. I do want to know.
That has to do with fruit to crust ratio.
Yeah.
So there's a farrier. His only job is to put the horseshoe on the shoes, or does he actually make the horseshoe?
I hate to say this. A farrier is now usually applied specifically to a blacksmith who specializes in shoeing horses.
Yay! No, John's right. You don't
I was
need
trying
Google.
To avoid it, but he asked another question. I had to admit it.
Can we call him Farrier instead of Hooper?
We've got another one here. We've got a cordwainer. Is,
that was, that's what I call my penis.
That
what
is
do you
someone
not
who
call
makes
your penis. Can we
no, no, no. There's a reason.
Things to clear for the
A cordwainer is a shoemaker who makes shoes from new leather. So a cobbler is someone who repairs shoes.
It cobbles it together. Sure.
Okay. Nice. So, that's where we get cobble together.
I'm guessing tonight you're going to be making some shoes.
Yeah. He's going to cobble together his farrier.
Oh, nice. All right, cool. Cordwainer.